AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Don't drink the water and stay away from homes and businesses. The warnings issued today following the derailment of a CSX freight train that was carrying a flammable and toxic substance in eastern Tennessee. Maryville City Manager Greg McLean says several thousand people have been evacuated.
We have about a mile and a half safe zone. We've evacuated all of those folks.
10 first responders were treated at a hospital after breathing fumes, but otherwise officials said there were no known injuries. BP and five states around the Gulf of Mexico have now reached a record $18.7 billion settlement related to environmental and economic damage suffered during the 2010 Gulf oil spill. If accepted by a judge, the settlement is expected to end years of legal wrangling over the incident. Top safety officials are accusing Chrysler and its parent company Fiat of failing to provide timely and accurate recall information on millions of vehicles. At a special hearing today, government officials say Chrysler repeatedly failed to provide correct information, refused to carry out requested tests, and even botched recall repairs. At this hour, President Obama is in Wisconsin to promote new overtime guidelines. Our Mark Smith tells us it's part of a push to improve middle-class incomes.
So far, the president's had no luck in Congress and limited luck with cities and the private sector in his calls to raise the minimum wage and adopt more family-friendly policies on paid leave and child care. However, this action doesn't depend on Congress. Obama can act on his own next year after a public comment period.
For the first time since 2003, someone in the U.S. has died with a case of measles. Washington state health officials say measles caused the death of a woman from the northwest part of that state in the spring. The infection was discovered during an autopsy. Officials do not say whether the woman was vaccinated. They did note she had a compromised immune system. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow down by 60 points. This is AP Radio News. Whole Foods Market has now apologized to shoppers for pricing issues in blog posts and emails. That comes a week after a New York investigation found that the natural food grocer routinely overcharged for prepackaged fruits, vegetables, and deli meats. The owner said the pricing mistakes were unintentional, and the company will increase its training at stores around the country. With the nation on alert leading up to the 4th of July weekend, there were concerns early this morning there might have been gunshots at the Washington Navy Yard in the nation's capital. D.C. Police Chief Kathy Lanier says the area has now been given the all clear.
All evidence is that there was no criminal act here, there was no shots fired, that no one was hurt.
There was a shooting at the Washington Navy Yard 2 years ago in which a dozen people were killed. Elvis fans have something to look forward to. The Postal Service is offering an Elvis Presley Greatest Hits CD to go along with a new commemorative stamp beginning on August 12th. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.